Blog Talk Radio.
The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Happy Mother's Day to all of you moms out there worldwide. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. The show is archived. My tribute to Mother's Day. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on Mother's Day, May 8th. Circa 1900s. Anna Jarvis, the founder of Mother's Day, fought for recognition. But later she fought commercialization. Digress. Do you really think it's a bit too commercialized? May I share my thoughts? I want mommies to be honored every day of their life. 364 days. And then, on 365, we come together for a worldwide celebration. So, Anna really felt that it was being a bit too commercialized. She died at 84, a recluse, believing her project to honor mothers failed. By the way, you're invited to call in and wish your mom a happy Mother's Day. 347-637-3789. It shall be my pleasure to announce you to the world. But while I have it in front of me, hello, Mama Lisa Gary in India. I met John, your son, through the technical staff at Microsoft. And he said, well, my mommy lives in India. Would you send her my love and my happy wishes for Mother's Day happiness? It is my pleasure. Lisa Gary in India. Love from John, your son, who lives in the States. And then, backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. I see me on the big plank of tie bars that my father built like a raft next to our house that he built on the south side of Chicago. And I was eating a jelly donut and singing my heart out. I want to honor my mother, affectionately known as Ma Pawn. Man, she was a natural nutritionist. She came here from Europe in the early 1900s, and Pa and she met. Couldn't speak English, couldn't do anything. But let me tell you, my mother's knowledge of eating right and eating good is second to nothing out there. She was the best, most brilliant nutritionist. We never had junk food. She baked everything from scratch. And we had a farm. We had a little billy goat named Petey. And we had a big dog. And ducks, geese, you name it. What memories. And I want to thank my mother for the good health that I enjoy today and for your wisdom. And when it comes to Father's Day, I'll thank my father for his work ethics. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, and it is my tribute to women, to all the mommies on Mother's Day. It's not a federal holiday. And it's always recognized the second Sunday in May. You know that moms bring love and laughter. And yeah, there are trials and tribulations. None of us came into this world with a blueprint. I loved when I picked up this saying, it's hard to be a mother, a woman. Really think about it. We have to think like a man. Act like a lady. And look like a young girl the best you can for whatever your age is. And work like a horse. And traditionally, it's gift-giving time. Out for dinners. Being served breakfast in bed. Flowers, candy, personal gifts. I want to recognize mothers everywhere. But the ancient Greeks and Romans held festivals in honor of the mother goddesses Rhea and Cybele. We have a goddess in our family, Rhea. Now, I can't think of a better way for mothers and daughters to celebrate their bond. How about taking a trip together? It offers an intimate vacation and hopefully deeper conversations. I know it's an overused term, but it's quality time. It doesn't have to be today, but why can't you give your mother this gift? Now, they say that Santa Fe, from nature to art to food, the new Mexico capital offers everything for a memorable mom-daughter trip. How about St. Petersburg, Florida? It's called the stretch of Gulf Coast, the Mediterranean of Florida. Fredericksburg, Texas. Head to the Texas Hill Country to find stirring scenery and much more. And then you could take your mom on a hike at the enchanted Rock State Natural Area, home to a towering pink granite rock. Huh. Puerto Rico. I love Puerto Rico. It offers the best of both worlds. You have a tropical island and Europe in one destination, and you don't need a passport. There's beauty and just a slow pace in living. Jackson, Wyoming. This is for a Western adventure. Setting your sights on this historical ski town on the edge of the Tetons. Everybody loves cowboy culture and Americana, and this is where you find it. Portsmouth, New Hampshire. It's a seacoast historic. Oh, and you take mom out for a beer in this city with centuries-old brewing tradition. And then wandering the Strawberry Bank Living History Museum. And any mother would love staying at Wentworth by the Sea, a grand hotel in a nearby Newcastle. Oh, did you know that Palm Springs, California? Head to the desert for a Hollywood-style weekend. Well, if it was good enough for Frank Sinatra, it's good enough for everyone. And then what about Santa Barbara, California? From wine to arts to fitness, this coastal city has plenty to make a memorable mother-daughter getaway. And then we have Louisville. Did you watch the Kentucky Derby yesterday? Exciting. Travelers usually associate Louisville with bourbon and racehorses. But the city has branched out. It's a new place that used to be an old place. There are antique stores and art galleries. And you could wander through the city's green space, both older parks designed by landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted and the new 4,000-acre parks land project. And then you have Brandywine Valley, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. Help your mom get over the end of downtown Abbey by taking her to Winter. Oh, it is Winter Arthur Henry Francis DuPont Estates. It's the place to see America's aristocracy and the largest collection of early American furniture. All of these, isn't this a marvelous idea for you and your mom to get together? Now, let me give you the website for more best travels. Go to travel.usatoday.com. Travel.usatoday.com. So what are you going to do for Mother's Day today? Don't you love the idea of surprising her with a getaway? I don't know. I think it would be a great way to resolve any issues that you have that need to be resolved. And you want to know what? Write your mom a letter. Put it in the mail. Or put it with your gift to her. Now, I don't know how many countries celebrate Mother's Day. And I do have to tell you that I think it gets a bit too commercialized. I think more flowers, billions of dollars of worth, it's great for the economy. But may I share with you? Why not honor your mom every day of your life in some little thoughtful way? Taking out the garbage. Taking her grocery shopping. How about a simple hug to say, you know, that's universal. Mom, thanks for giving me the life that I'm enjoying today. Now remember, darlings, everything is your choice. And I don't want you to forget that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And how often do you say, Mom, I love you. Thank you for putting up with all that. Thank you for understanding when I'm going through a sad period in my life. Do you know that a mother is the only person on earth who can divide her love among 10 children? And each child still have her love. Have all of her love. Now think about that. We mommies, we could have 12 kids, but we still can divide our love among our children. And each child still have all of our love. So, there's nothing human so dependable, so irresistible, so unselfish as true mother love. And the mother's heart is the child's schoolroom. You may have tangible wealth and told caskets of jewels and coffers of gold, richer than I, you can never be. I had a mother who read to me. Happy Mother's Day. Au revoir.